You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Good morning, Morena, Alice, how are you?
I'm very well. I was just trying to communicate through non-verbal gesture that I don't like. Everyone knows this because I pretty much say this every time that I don't like to listen to myself talking, so I don't put headphones on.
Yeah, I was like, Alice, the headphones.
I know.
The headphones.
We were doing really good mime, actually. It was gorgeous.
Now, you got a guest here.
We got a guest.
Beautiful,
yes.
Sophia.
It is my absolute pleasure to
Sophia. I called you Sophia. Oh, my God.
I get Sophia. My sister.
Ooh,
Lauren,
you just got a vibe.
Sophia.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Actually, it is quite lovely.
Okay, yeah. So Sophia. No.
Let's roll with that.
No, don't get me started because now it's going to sub my brain. Sophie Lindsay, we're here to talk about a new work which is opening tonight at Kew Theatre. Emily.
Oui, Emily.
So, welcome to the show. I have the great pleasure. This is a bit of a fuck a papa to Sophie Lindsay in my relationship. I was a starry-eyed pre-drama school nerd who had flown up to Wellington for the recall of my audition to Toi Whakaari, and was like, just, I went to see... the Caucasian Chalk Circle, directed by Christian Penny, at Te Whaia, and this extraordinary company of graduating actors. And Sophie was in that production.
Oh, wow.
There was Chardon Meredith, there was Kate McGill, Amelia Reid. There were some incredible performers there. And that was probably my first encounter of a sort of integrated music. And the music...
I was also involved in the music.
Yeah.
Georgian folk music.
Yes.
It was incredible.
Was there a squeeze box?
I'm an accordion. I played the accordion.
Anyway, fast forward to a millennia, and here we are talking about your new play with music. How would you describe genre-wise what Emily is?
I've been calling it a comedy drama because, I mean, it's both. It's you can't have the drama without the comedy, you can't have the heavy without the light.
Yeah.
So there's you know, these larger than life characters, lots of comedy, but ultimately Emily's story is sad. It is sad, and it is a beautiful love story between her and Voltaire that I, when I first heard about it, I was like, how did I not know about this? How did I not know about her and all that she's accomplished and just such an incredible woman. But yeah, so it's both a comedy and a drama. It's both together.
Yeah, great. Mm. Now, there's an extraordinary journey you've had with the development of this work, from first encountering the text or the character or the person, and then where that has taken you. Can you give us a bit of colour into some of that process for you to get inside the world of Emily?
So. At drama school, my last year of drama school, 2009, a friend of mine, the late screenwriter Graham Tetley, sent me an email saying, there's this new book about this woman, Emily, Marquise de Châtelet, who I think you'd be really interested in. Perhaps she could be a topic for your solo show. And I said, thanks, Graham, I've got my solo sorted already. And then a couple of years later, I picked up this book that he'd mentioned, and I just fell in love with her, with her and Voltaire. And obviously, I knew Voltaire. And again, I thought... I know him, how do I not know her, you know, sort of those things. So after that, Alice, funnily enough, I'd finished my degree, my BA here at uni at the time, already done that, but I came back to uni and I just used the library and I like found what I could from the library here, about her. So I spent hours here just researching her. And then look, you know, life gets in the way in the sense of you have to pay your bills. Just as a passion project on the side, So sort of years go by and I try and keep it going. And then with my research, starting to write, you know, speak with people to about the idea in the industry as well, you know, theatre practitioners and things, see what they think. So I keep it going. 2019, I decide, all right, that's it. I'm going to France, spend a month in France to finish the writing, keep going with the research, but really to try and get it into a shape that's yeah, that has legs, so to speak. And I visited Emilie's Chateau in Cire, which is really important for me because the play is set in Cire, as well as Paris, as well as Paris.
Oh, what an incredible trip to get.
Yes, it was incredible. Yeah. And it was wonderful. And I had two sort of mentors help me, a writer, late Cyril Huot, who was a writer, theatre director, and he was wonderful, read the script. It was important for me to just have that, also someone French, you know, to have that connection there, and just make sure that, from my perspective, that the script was worthy, but that also I was, you know, honouring her and doing that in the right way. And also Juliette O'Brien, who is a New Zealander, and she's based in Paris. She's an actor, director, writer.
Wow.
And so I had her as well. And then 2020, COVID. I decided, though, despite COVID, to put on a first development of the work. And I did that at Auckland Theatre Company, a rehearsal and a little showing there, a very closed showing. That was a COVID restriction thing, unfortunately. And then after that, with COVID just continuing to obliterate the arts, I wanted to, again, keep momentum of this project because I got good feedback from that showing, but I just didn't feel like it was a good time to put on the show in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So then I involved two amazing musicians, Pia Halapua and Rachel Wells, who came on board with me. So Rachel's a cellist, Pia is a violinist and also the music director and violinist in this show. And they helped me flesh out my piano pieces into adding strings. So I had the script and I had some music as well.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh. And then we worked about a year together on the music. So I had the soundtrack and then the script, and then here we are now putting on the show at Q. So it does feel like a very long journey.
Yeah.
So do you think you spent just way more time on it than you would have normally because of COVID?
Yeah, gosh. Potentially. Who knows?
Sliding doors.
No, it's really interesting, actually, because you could argue that with COVID, it did give me this space with Pia and Rachel, and I gave us that space with the music. Because in another world, you could have said, oh, maybe I would have just gone for it and put the show on in 2021 with just piano. Yes, but it's the music is something very special. I hope it's live music, and so I hope people really feel the excitement that we feel having live musicians on stage.
Yeah, that's so cool. Mm. So would you say it's a period piece? Is it a modern piece? Like, how do you sort of place it in terms of its time? It's where it is set in time, and the kind of choices, I guess, you've made around presenting it to a modern audience, so to speak.
It's not a period piece. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say don't come expecting, you know, like a traditional Shakespeare or Chekhov at all. Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. No, it's modern, it's contemporary.
Yeah, cool.
It is relatable, you know, its themes for me are universal. And the actors, you know, they're just incredible to watch. They have done such a beautiful job of actually doing that, you know, and they've said to me what they love about this is they're bringing these characters to life. We can sort of sometimes think Voltaire, old, you know, sort of, what do we know of him, 18th century? They're really bringing them into this modern world. But having said that, there are period elements and contemporary elements that are fused together so that you get, hopefully you get the best of both. And that you just feel immersed in the story.
Yeah, gorgeous. You've got an incredible cast. We have Beth Alexander in the titular role. Those you'd have seen Beth in a number of both TV and theatre works as a graduate of the Actors Programme. You've also got Justin Rogers, who's just this charismatic actor. You would have seen him in a bunch of Indian Ink theatre shows. Bronwyn Ensor, who is an absolute staple in the Auckland theatre. Food. Like, I was gonna liken it to like food, but I didn't quite get there. And Clementine Mills as well. So there's a four-hander as well as two live musicians putting this work together. You open tonight at Q Theatre. It's a 7:30 show, running only till Saturday. Unbelievable that I only get five nights with this one. So it's a really special one to go along and see. And I think it's very special to get a chance to see see live theatre and music placed together in this way, and over a work that has sat over time. I think that we cannot look past the fact how special it has been for you to sit in this world with these ideas and with a really deep collaborative relationship to Pierre L with the music. So, Emily, hopefully I said that right.
Yes.
Emily. On at Q Theatre, go to qtheatre.co.nz to grab tickets. There is an equity price, concession price as well, so you can snap that up.
And students,
we love, we love, we love, we love. Thank you, Sophie, so much. Break a leg for tonight.
Thank you.
And see you all at the theatre.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. Thanks so much for coming in, you two.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.